unlike your ancestors who ate and still died. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. 10 years ago, I got to spend a couple weeks in the Holy Land to get to go where Jesus was. We went to Jerusalem, of course, to Bethlehem, where he was born, up north into Galilee to see where he taught, he preached. We went to Capernaum, where this discourse, the bread of life discourse, was given, where Jesus multiplied loaves and fish. I got to see all these places, and I was kind of overwhelmed the entire, or underwhelmed the entire time. It's like, Jesus was here, but he's not here now. It's like, I could go into my parish church at home, and I feel closer to him, because his presence is in the tabernacle. And don't get me wrong, it's cool to be in the Holy Land, but there's something missing, and it's him. That he was there, he did do these things, but now he gives himself to us, not with his fleshly appearances, but with his true body and his true blood in the Eucharist. And what he gives to us in the gospel today is so true. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. So much of the Old Testament is an encouragement from the Lord. One of the biggest themes of the Old Testament is that of remembrance, of memory. Recall what I did for you. Remember what I did for you. How you were amongst seraph serpents and scorpions and how I delivered you out. Remember that you were in Egypt living this slavery and I delivered you out. Remember the manna that I gave you, this bread from heaven that I fed you along the way. We need to recall this. Recall, recall, remember, remember, remember. So much so that as God delivers them out of Egypt with the Passover lamb, he says, every year on this feast, recall how it is that I provided for you. And so on the night of the Last Supper, Jesus is doing exactly that. He's remembering this Passover that God had delivered his people. And Jesus, the night of the Last Supper, he tells us, do this in memory of me. Do this in memory of me. We've been so unfaithful in our sinfulness to God's commands, but that's one command that we do keep. We do it in memory of him every Sunday, if not every single day. God had delivered the people, his people out of Egypt, but he had to get Egypt out of his people. So they wandered in the wilderness, and they thought, how much better did we have it in Egypt? At least we had warm food, but out here we have nothing in this desert. And so God gives them manna. Manna is a Hebrew word, which literally translates, what is it? We don't even know what this thing is, but it was sustenance for each day. And maybe you know this about the manna. God had commanded them, you are to take just enough for today. And if they took some for tomorrow, it would rot. It would go bad, spoil overnight. So every day you have to make an act of faith that God's going to give us bread enough for today. This is so important. Satan is the best at pulling us out of the present moment, to looking to the future, often with anxiety or frustration, or looking to the past with regret and with shame. But where God is in the present moment. And so Jesus gives us this prayer when he teaches his apostles to pray, give us this day our daily bread, just enough for today, Lord. I got to get through today. And tomorrow's going to come with its own anxieties, its own frustrations, its own difficulties. And you're going to provide for me tomorrow, too. That daily bread is enough. But even more so in the Our Father, when we say our daily bread, it's a weird Greek word. It actually means our super substantial bread. I don't know what that would look like super substantial bread. Jesus teaches us about the Eucharist, that this is above substantial, that it's something especially for you, this super substantial bread that feeds us along the way. They didn't believe Jesus. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? How can this man give us his flesh to eat? When Nero was persecuting Christians in Rome, he called them cannibals because the early Christians said that they ate the flesh of their Savior. And then one of his accusations against them was that they were cannibals. They were also incestuous because they married their brothers and sisters in Christ, all these different accusations. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. And I will raise him on the last day. One of the gifts of remembrance is hopefully to provide us with the gift of hope. That if I can remember with gratitude the things that the Lord has done in my past, then I could look forward in hope that he isn't going to abandon me, that the Lord isn't a fickle father who takes and gives away. He's not withholding his blessing hand, but I need to trust that today he gives me my daily bread. You know, when I was in the Holy Land, there was only one place that I wasn't totally underwhelmed, and it was the house of Mary in Nazareth. You have this big old church, the Church of the Annunciation, and then down below, multiple layers below, you have the house that Mary lived. And it was there that the angel Gabriel comes to visit Mary. And on the altar right there in the chapel, it has a Latin phrase, verbum caro hic factum est, which translates, and the word was made flesh here. We read in the beginning of John's gospel, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He created all things. Nothing came to be without him. And then 20 verses in, we finally get this epic pinnacle moment where he writes, and the word became flesh. But it happened in a certain place. It happened in the womb of Mary in her little home of Nazareth. And the word was made flesh here, which is what happens every time we come to Mass. And we take simple bread and simple wine. I've told you this before. It's boxed wine. It's not even good wine. Take simple bread and simple wine, and God shows up. He shows up every time. He's so faithful. And he gives us our daily bread. Here on this altar, in this church, St. John Henry Newman, the word is made flesh here to give us life, to give us gratitude, to give us hope for the journey ahead. Just as the living Father sent me and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. We become so self-reliant. We figure things out on our own. But deep faith, abiding faith, knows that all good things come from the hand of the Father. So also the one who feeds on me will have life, not because of what we do, but because of Jesus.